If you're after something fancy, good luck finding it in this catch-up with Lisa and Pete. For luxury aged care that keeps couples together, see Berrington. Berrington.com.au.
For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Adam Demos made his debut on season 3 of Unreal on Stan, and he's back as the hippie do-gooder August Walker as season 4 drops tonight. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Adam.
Thank you very much. The hippie do-gooder, I like that.
I like that too. So, I mean, Unreal, it takes the mickey out of the Bachelor, the Bachelorette franchise, and it does it really, really well. Is it true the reason Unreal is so spot on is because it's actually created by someone who was a producer on The Bachelor?
So for 6 years, the creator was, and I think that's what a lot of the things that you do see on Unreal actually go down. I mean, so they take artistic license. There aren't people throwing themselves off buildings, but a lot of the Quinn and Rachel manipulation happens. So I think that's what's so fascinating and why people dig the show so much. It's like a peek behind the curtain, you know?
It totally is. I mean, I've seen both sides of that curtain. I've watched The Bachelor and I've watched the first three seasons of Unreal. And you're just glued to the telly.
Yeah.
I know every time you end up watching a reality show now, I'm always looking for the producer's moves, you know?
So do you yourself watch a fair bit of The Bachelor and Bachelorette in your off time?
No, I never used to, but look, like now if it's on TV, I'll keep it on because I'm trying to look at where the Quinn and Rachel moves are coming from. I find it a lot more fascinating now having done Unreal and, you know, spending time with a creator and stuff like that.
You mentioned Quinn and Rachel. This is one of the reasons why this show is so good. It's got a primo cast. Constance Zimmer is Quinn. I love her. I loved her in Entourage, which sometimes this show kind of reminds me of in its edginess. She's pretty cold, her character.
Yeah.
Please tell me she's a delight in real life.
Oh, my God. I can't say this enough. She's one of the greatest humans I've ever met.
So
everyone's well aware she's nothing like Quinn. I mean, she's a strong woman. Maybe that's about it, but she's so cool.
How long do you reckon you'd spend during the season with your shirt off?
A lot, my friend.
Do you?
A lot. In winter too, you know, we were shooting in Vancouver in winter.
Oh my God,
you're coming out of these pools and stuff, trying to be charismatic, but you're basically just trying to breathe.
Yeah, I was going to say you can cut glass with your nipples.
Adam, Unreal's not the first thing we've seen you on. I mean, we've seen you on Janet King and some other top quality shows, but it's not that long ago that you were working in construction in Wollongong. I mean, what kind of a jump from that to this? Is your life? How different is it?
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like, I grew up when I left school doing construction, and when I was about 23, I was working in the steelworks. But I always thought acting was cool, but I just never really gave it a shot. And so one day I was just hit Google and thought, I've got to figure this out. I've got to see if I really like it or not, because then I can stop thinking about it.
And then it all
changed from then. As soon as I found an acting class on Google, I got to it, but it's quite a bizarre career change, that's for sure.
Yeah. I think I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask, can you imagine ever being the actual Bachelor?
I can actually from doing the show, and it's probably not something I'm up for in the near future, but yeah, good luck to whoever wants to go on it. You never say never.
It's the honey badger next time around.
Yeah.
You know that.
Apparently so. I mean, not really, but it should make for interesting viewing. It'd be funny, that's for sure.
It's totally going to.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the promos, but it's him on a unicorn, basically. I'm pumped. I am absolutely pumped. I can't wait.
You know what? I reckon it'd be awesome, man. It's good to mix it up a little bit too, because maybe people would just get bored of the regular system. Yeah. So he'll probably kill it.
All right, mate. Well, speaking of killing it, you'll do that yet again as season 4 drops. Unreal is back on Stan tonight. Adam Demos, what a pleasure, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks for chatting, guys. That was awesome.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
And it's biscuits that are being chained to cakes.
She deserves a cheat night.
Oh, can we talk about this for a moment,
please? Absolutely we can. We love our Bickies.
Yeah. So it's going on sale today. And earlier in the year, they actually did this, like they did something a little bit different with ice cream. Like they turned wagon wheels into ice cream sandwiches.
Yes, and they being Arnott's.
Yes, Arnott's, yes. Mm-hmm. And now they bring out cakes.
little itty bitty Bicky cakes.
So good.
Yeah, there was quite the frenzy last summer when Arnott's launched a range of ice creams. There was the mint slice ice cream, the wagon wheel ice cream.
Did you ever have the wagon wheel ice cream?
Well,
at the very least, yeah,
in the interest of you know, market
research.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah, yeah.
I did have the mint slice one. Well, I do like a mint slice.
Research is in depth.
That's right.
Right.
I've got a radio program to do.
That's
someone
right.
might ask.
Mm.
Anyway, the new products, the little cakes, like your favourite Bicky, have, as you said, gone on sale today exclusively at Coles.
Yep.
First one, not my favourite, but a lot of people do like it, is the iced Vovo.
Yeah, I am not an iced Vovo fan, and the reason being is because I'm not a big fan of the coconut. I don't mind coconut in other ways, but shaved coconut and stuff like that. I don't like it.
Shaved, desiccated. However, I don't want to put it in a biscuit.
It's just a feeling. I don't know what it is. The feeling about it on your tongue. I just don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's the coconut that I love about a Monte Carlo.
Oh yeah.
And Monte Carlo is one of the little cakes.
Oh,
that
so
has a coconut honey flavored biscuit, and then honey colored mini cake made with golden syrup and coconut with a raspberry jam swirl and a vanilla cream filling.
If you don't mind, the other two,
yes,
mint slice cakes.
Yep,
this one's for me. I mean, I love mint at the best of times, and I love a mint slice, but it's a rich dark chocolate cake filled with mint cream.
Mm.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's soft to bite into with a strong mint taste waiting to be discovered in the center.
Oh,
and then finally, the caramel crown.
Mm,
they've made a little cake out of that.
So caramel crowns brownies start with a brownie base.
Mm-hmm.
They're filled with a gooey caramel
and
are finished with a milk chocolate layer. Oh, God, milk chocolate.
Mm.
Yes. This is amazing.
Today's Calorie Massacre was brought to you by Arnott's, Coles, and Lisa and Pete.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Yes, what's the worst thing you had to do for your partner?
Lorraine and Hilbert.
Yeah, well, my husband decided to have an accident where he nearly cut both his feet off.
And
so we had staples in the top and the bottom and couldn't walk. So I had to carry him to the toilet and to the bathroom and wash him and, you know, wash his feet and all those things.
Sorry. You had to carry him to the toilet.
Well, he couldn't walk.
So are we talking like you slung him over your shoulder or like he was just his arms over you?
I picked him up like that. Luckily, I'm a lot stronger and bigger than he is. So,
This is gold.
Good for you.
Yeah, good on you, Lorraine.
True love.
Phil in Alexander Heights, most disgusting thing you had to do for your partner.
Okay, so long story short, a fair while ago when my wife was pregnant with our second daughter, so she decided she wanted a waterbed, and she drinks iced coffee, and she got seasick.
On the waterbed.
She got seasick. Guys, I kid you not, she got seasick on the waterbed.
Were you jumping up and down on it like?
No, of course not. And she, I think for about 4 weeks non-stop, she would projectile vomit. She couldn't get to the toilet.
And every night she got seasick.
This is pretty much, and I ended up punching a hole in the waterbed and getting rid of it. Because I tell you, Pete, I got sick of mopping, and some nights or some days it was taking me anywhere up to an hour to clean up the mess. It was just, and you imagine iced coffee.
And she wouldn't give up her iced coffee.
And she wouldn't give up her bloody iced coffee, eh? And seriously, guys, it was the worst 3 or 4 weeks of my life.
Hey, we've got one more in here. I wasn't sure about this one, but reading this, it looks like a ripper. Matt in Hillary's.
All right, Matt, don't mess around. Just quickly get to the point.
Oh, okay. Look, it wasn't my partner, but it was my flatmate.
Yeah.
And I used to be a chef, and I used to get really bad cysts, particularly in my ears.
Uh-huh.
And I got this ripper one the size of a golf ball, and it was giving me migraines.
Good Lord.
And he just said, look, the only solution is we're just going to have to pop it. So he got a syringe in the bathroom, and he popped it. And it was, unfortunately, it went all over him. And this cyst had a life of its own. It had its own brain and everything.
Yeah.
And he then, after we cleaned this all up, he bandaged me up and I went to work. And then the cyst, by the end of the night, had returned.
Oh
man. Yeah.
It was...
Flatmates like that
or
friends do not come along every day.
That's true.
Mate, he moved out pretty soon after that.
Well, good on you, Matt. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.
When the Rush Hour's on, the end of the day is within reach, and luxury is within your reach too at Berrington Aged Care. Discover their luxury aged care options at berrington.com.au.